Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
This Rise Guys podcast is fueled by the best beer on the planet, Rise Guys P1 Pilsner. Brewed locally by Thomas Creek Brewery and created especially for the P1s.
Beer!
Ask for it by name, Rise Guys P1 Pilsner. Find a location near you at 933theplanetrocks.com. Drink responsibly. Now cheers.
Scream loudly!
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
No better way to start your day.
93.3.
The Planet.
Rocks!
I like that one. Rise Guys Morning Show. Good morning to you. It is 8:08. It is the once a month all advice show, and it is also Matt Man Rejoin Week. And today, I'm making all the selections.
Yeah, you are.
So hey, there we go.
Are they all? They're all beard songs today.
There is a theme, but they're not all about my beard.
Mm-hmm.
The first two have been. The third one's actually about my diabetes.
Oh, okay.
Spoiler alert. Paige told me that.
I did.
1-800-774-0093. See, all advice show, anything you have problems with in your life, call in. You can be anonymous. We'll try to help you out. If we haven't dealt with it, somebody has, and we'll try to help you out. Let's go to Anonymous first. Good morning, Anonymous.
Hey, good morning. I can't believe I'm on the Rise Guys right now. Oh, my gosh.
Oh, this is John Boy and Billy. You're calling the wrong show.
Yeah.
Hey, man. Hey, what's up? No, we're just kidding. You got the right one.
Okay.
Thank you for waiting patiently through all that. I will tell you that Fat Boy put beside your name here on the little screen 5 stars. So that either tells me that you've worked at Cracker Barrel for a long time or this is going to be a really good call. So I don't know which one the 5 stars mean.
Well, I've never worked at the Cracker Barrel, but I will tell you, I've listened for years. I mean, like a first time caller, long time listener, you know. And I love the beer. I love the beer.
Oh, thank you, Rise Guys P1 yeah. Pilsner, available all over the Upstate, coming soon to Western North Carolina. Last month it'll be there. That's right.
Free beer. Yeah. Free beer. Anyway,
so you need some advice.
I do. Okay, so. And I didn't even know today's was the All Advice Day. I'm a lucky guy. Anyway, so here's the deal. I'm 44.
Yeah.
And I've been happily married for 20 years next month in July.
Oh, congratulations to you on that, man. 20
well, yeah,
years.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. So, and I have a son. He's grown. He lives in Tennessee.
Yeah.
And
okay, is all his exes in Texas? That's the question I have for you.
Right, right.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah, so
that's why I hang in Tennessee.
But before you go on, you know, this just hit me like a ton of bricks. At our age, you know, when we were young, you would meet folks, you know, your parents, friends, and stuff, and they would be, oh, we've been married 20 years, we've been married 25 years, we've been married 30 years. It is rare to see that in somebody in their 40s to say that they've been married for 20 years. So
yeah,
I think that's something good. So kudos to you. What are you going to do for the 20th anniversary?
Well, it's funny you should ask. This is why I'm calling. So we were talking about going on a cruise for our 20th anniversary, and I joked, and I said we should go on one of those hedonism tours. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But the more we discussed it, the more we kind of enjoyed the idea. So
of the cruise
my wife,
or going to hedonism?
Going on a cruise. Well, the cruise...
Hedonism
yeah.
cruise.
Yeah, they have cruises like that, yeah. So. Yeah.
And that doesn't necessarily, like with hedonism, like I just know what I've seen on the internet and people have called into the show, but like when you go to hedonism, you go as a couple and it means you might swap? Is that what it means? Or it means the women might get to go? What does it mean?
Whatever you want to do, right?
It's just free and wild and free and all that stuff.
That's exactly what it means. That's
okay.
Exactly what it means.
All right. So she got into it.
Well, at first she like I was joking, you know, and she got like really pissed about it. I mean, she said like, yeah, let's just go swap and have a threesome, you know, mm-hmm. and she got pissed about that. But then she came back to me and she said that she might be into having a threesome.
So you said you were joking, like the joke was made, the conversation was made, we should go on a cruise. And then you joked, haha, we should go to hedonism. And she got pissed.
Right.
And then she says, what do you, you said, well, let's just swap or have a threesome. She got mad and then now says, okay, I'm into having a threesome.
Yeah.
Yeah, was, you got to understand, if you've been married, you know, I thought it was a test at first, so, I, you know, of some kind. But she was pretty serious.
You thought she was like, hey, do you want to have a threesome? And if you said yes, then she would be like,
uh-oh.
That's a test.
Right. But she was serious.
Okay.
And then she was like, then she was just asked if she'd be able to pick the women. I mean, seriously?
Women.
And, but
so
she,
more than one.
Right. And she kept bringing it back up. So then she said she
hold on one second. You've been married for 20 years, so I was about to say, is she much younger? But she can't be. Okay. So you've been married for 20 years. And
yep.
I make notes because I don't want to keep asking the same questions. You've got a son who's married off. He's not there. 20th anniversary. Again, kudos to that. That's coming up next month. And then you were going to go on a cruise. You made the joke about hedonism. She got mad. Then you said, well, let's just swap or have a threesome. She got mad again and now says, I'm into having the thought of having a threesome if I get to pick out the girl. And you,
exactly.
You still don't think that's a test, though?
Oh, no, she's serious.
How do you know?
I don't. It's not a test anymore because she said she found the girl from the gym the other day.
Is she in the studio right now?
No.
No, she's not. Okay, it's not Paige.
Okay, not her. Somebody else.
I could only wish.
Is her name anyway. Fat Boy?
I ain't telling.
So it's a girl.
Right.
That she knows from the gym. So she's probably seen the, you know, maybe seen her in the locker room or something, you know?
Yeah, well, it's a ladies only gym.
Okay,
so that's that. And then I've seen the lady on Facebook, and I think she's attractive.
Yeah.
I mean, not as pretty as my wife, of course. But you know.
Wait a minute. Was that a posturing laugh there at the end, or what? I don't know.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah.
What? Yeah.
Have you seen the lady then? Did you dress up as a lady and go to the ladies only gym to spy on?
Oh no! I saw her on Facebook. I saw her pictures on Facebook, so, you know, and
did your wife show you her pictures?
Yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah. So we were laying in bed one night, and she stalks Pinterest and Facebook and stuff, and she says, oh, by the way, this is the lady right here. I was like, oh, she's attractive, and I was trying not to, you know, like, overly be enthused about it, but she does have this, like, body type I like, and I prefer blondes, but she's a redhead, so... I think that's pretty cool.
Did you just clap when you said that?
I believe he did. I believe that's
he
what
said,
I, heard.
I prefer blondes, but she's a redhead. I'm okay with that.
I'm okay with that.
This guy's great. I still feel like it's a test, though.
Yeah. This guy reminds me of like a character Ken Marino would play in a movie.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, from the Dolphins.
No, the other one.
Oh, the other one.
The other famous Marino.
So what's the problem here, though? I mean, if you're attracted to the other woman, you're okay with that, you know, well, what's the issue?
Well, I mean, as nice as it all sounds, you know, and just the thought of another woman, I just...
You ever had a threesome before?
No, I've never had a threesome before.
There we go.
And I'm kind of scared it might ruin our relationship, you know, and I've heard so many people say on your show, you know, and to be really honest, I'm nervous that now... My wife has already had a sexual relationship with her, with the girl.
Ooh.
So I don't know. I don't know. Maybe
man,
this is...
You're paranoid right now. I get it, too. Like, I still have never had a threesome. And matter of fact, I turned one down one time because it was just, I mean...
Too many women.
Oh, no, it was only two. it was one of those, I don't know. It's another whole segment one day. But you got the anxiety from... Maybe performance anxiety,
oh,
kind of
gosh,
that thing.
Yes,
you're worried now that because she knows her, maybe this is kind of like, okay, you know, I've been seeing this lady anyway on the side. Now I can feel better about it because my husband's sitting here.
Yeah.
On her face or whatever.
And being able to cheat legally. Lord. Yeah.
Or is it just something that you were joking about and you didn't really mean it at the time, even though, you know, it's one of those jokes you wish you didn't make at this point, right?
Pulled to the side a little.
Yeah. Yeah. And I'm so worried she'll eventually, you know, turn les with this lady.
Good Lord!
And leave me, you know.
You're so paranoid
right
now.
She's going to be gone one day.
But there's there is a difference between being gay and because that's you're falling in love with that person. She's not in love with this woman. She's
But the perfect scenario for a bisexual woman would be to, you know, if she had a girlfriend on the side, would then be able to say to her husband, hey, what do you think about a threesome, you know?
Yeah.
Most men are going to say, why, hell yeah. And then, yeah, she gets to legally cheat, as we say.
And then he has to leave the room.
Wait, do you really want to have a threesome or you just, you know, want to be able to tell your dude buddies you did?
I just don't want it to ruin my relationship for 20 years. That's the whole thing in a nutshell.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I guess joking around with my buddies, like, you know, it sounds good in theory, but it's like...
Have your buddies had threesomes, though?
I haven't really brought it up with any of them. I mean, they're all like, you know, I'd like to have a threesome, that kind of thing, but yeah. I don't think any of them have.
Every generic nameless faceless dude is all about a threesome.
Yeah, yeah, threesomes.
In practice, though, are you really missing out on that much?
No, I think that it'd cut the time in half, right? Who knows?
Yeah.
Oh, man.
It's just kind of awkward.
It's my turn, buddy.
You know, in Matt, the performance anxiety would be kind of there. What if you couldn't perform and they were just expecting you to do something and it's just
Yeah, because he's not even met her before.
I know. He's not attracted to redheads.
Did she just come over to your place or do you meet at a hotel or how would that even work?
Here's the thing. We've never met the lady before. Actually, we're going to go meet up at the Applebee's, have some drinks, and I guess just go do it. they already know each other, so this is weird for me.
I was calling you paranoid, but I still feel like this is some kind of test. I think you're going to get there, and it's going to be like your mom, or it's going to be like your preacher's wife or something.
They're going to tie you up, and they're going to go Thelma and Louise together?
Would you have a problem with her hooking up with that woman on the side?
Yeah, well, yeah, I'm afraid that's what's going to happen. And then she's going to eventually leave me, you know.
Yeah, so you're going to have a problem with her, with having sex with her after you do this, thinking that she may be thinking about her doing her while she's doing, or you doing her. You know what I'm saying?
An extra person gets in the way.
I'm completely confused.
Yeah, me too.
I mean, like, my dog gets in the way. I can't imagine another person trying to actually get in on it.
Ew.
Plus, I've seen videos like this the whole time. She's going to be telling you how she's better than you are.
Oh no! It's probably going to be one of those deals where they sit at the bed, they tap the bed right between the two of them, and I'll be standing at the doorway going, "Thank you," and then just watch them enjoy each other.
But ideally, it would probably be better to be someone that's not at her gym that she's going to see on a regular basis because that may be awkward. And
of course it is. You got to talk to your wife about this because, I mean, you know her. You're thinking it's a test. I think it might be a test. That sounds very awkward to me. Secondly, your heart's in the right place. You're like, this would be fun, adventurous, but if it messes up this great 20 years of being married together, and, I mean, God, you don't want to mess that up.
Yeah.
Unless you're bored.
Yeah. Right. Maybe just get a prostitute, you know, that you don't, neither one of you know.
And
yeah.
God, man.
Yeah, well, what I want to know is should I go through with it and just ignore, I mean, the performance anxiety, or would it be better for me to say, like, find a stranger out of town, a lady that neither one of us know, and then we can, you know, agree on her together and then go back to the hotel room? I mean, knowing the girl from the gym just makes it weird.
Yeah. You're saying go on vacation, go to a bar, find a girl, and then invite her back to the hotel room. But do you think that, like, single women in touristy towns go set up the bar waiting on the couples to come in?
Yeah, I was getting in a fight with a dude one night who was doing that at a bar that wasn't like a swingers bar.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Remember, he got all handsy with somebody I was friends with.
I know.
You know, then he wanted to hit me because I was a smartass to him.
Yeah, I remember.
He's a history teacher.
Yeah. Because you have doubts, Don't do it. Because you're second-guessing yourself. I wouldn't do it at all.
And don't listen to all these people who are going to call in and call you the P word that ends with the Y and all that stuff because, oh, you turned out a threesome, you ain't a real man. You give a damn about your wife and you've been married 20 years. It's still so rare these days.
That's history. Yeah. Don't throw that away.
I tell you this, I'm going to write down your phone number. We'll call you in like a month when we do an update show. I want to find out what happened because then you would have been married 20 years by then.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, I appreciate that. Thank you.
If you don't want to have a threesome, you don't have to do it.
No.
You don't have to.
I don't want one.
God, you're cool,
man.
This is the old saying, I guess, but 20 years, I've learned one thing, you know, happy wife, happy life.
Yeah.
So.
Well, and happy husband, too, because you don't want to think that she's
but nothing
affair.
Fun rhymes with that.
I know.
Well, living
cares?
On this earth for 43 years, I can say if you're laying in the bed and you feel something spread, diarrhea. Diarrhea.
Oh,
thank you. All right, Anonymous, good luck with all that. We'll call you here for an update soon, okay? Happy 19 and soon to be 20. Thank you.
I appreciate it.
There we go. Man, he should do some kind of stand-up performance instead of performance anxiety.
He's fun.
All right. Be nice to the guy when you call in and tell him your thoughts. 1-800-774-0093. Or you got your own problems. 1-800-774-0093. Several people texting in. I've had many threesomes and our relationship worked out. I've been in several threesomes with people that we know and we're still happily married. Well, you got you a rare one there, pal.
Uh-huh. Yeah, different strokes, different folks, et cetera.
Yeah. Some well, how many people are stroking it? That's the question.
Well, some relationships more than two.
It's the once-a-month all-advice show, The Rise Guys, right after this.
This is The Rise Guys Morning Show with Matt Mann.
Weirdo.
Nine.
Check.
Paige.
Maybe completely tune out and leave.
And Fatboy.
What's in your wallet?
93.3 The Planet Rocks.
I'm excited. You excited?
I'm pretty pumped up, Matt, man.
Paige, you excited?
Uh-huh.
Fat Boy.
Words can express.
I can tell.
Love the excitement from Fat Boy. The body language gives it away.
When you say something with, when you say something today that you're proud of, I want you to clap at the end, okay? Just like our anonymous caller did with the threesome.
Yep.
He is going to get him some next month.
1-800.
Just one clap? Just one. Well, two since it's a threesome. 1-800-774-0093. It's the once-a-month all-advice show. Anything you have problems with or you hear somebody that has a problem and you've dealt with it, help them out. Let's go first to P1 Legalize It, Please, on line one. Legalize It, Please. Good morning. Oh, no. I wonder if he took another call.
It just sounds so silent.
P1 Legalize It. Maybe that he found out they legalized it and he just hung up and left. Try him again? Or are we going to say goodbye?
I don't hear anything.
Yeah, his line's there.
Put him back on hold. We'll go back to him. Maybe, put us on mute because he's in the drive-thru. Let's go to... Oh, let's move it to the side a little and talk to P1 Looper. Looper, good morning.
Good morning, guys. How y'all doing?
Good. How are you, sir?
I'm doing fantastic.
Oh, man. School's out. What kind of advice are you calling about?
What do you need?
Oh, unique to me. This is one of a kind for us. You know we have children, and being married, intercourse is few and far between. You got to find the moments and take advantage of them.
Okay.
This is just brutal honesty for you. I thought about being anonymous, but I'm like, I just don't think that's going to work.
I think they recognize your voice.
They very well might.
Yeah. Probably.
But I'll try and keep this short and sweet. But needless to say, things were happening in the bed. We were inverted. And towards the end of all this, my wife utters the words, I won't say the word that you think I'm going to say, but it's what the actual frack were the words I hear.
WTF. And come to,
yes. And come to find out, our dog, who we do let sleep on our large bed at the foot of the bed, but he normally hops down when things start getting a little crazy.
Was the dog humping something?
Well, no. He was sleeping, is what I thought, or he had hopped off the bed because it was kind of low to the ground.
Okay.
Well, he had crapped the bed.
Oh, no.
Never has this ever happened before. So in my mind, I'm going,
well, you
is
said
he
it.
Pissed Get off?
Oh, no. So, were y'all shaking the bed a lot? Maybe that he got pissed off and it woke him up and he's like, I'll show these two.
You scared him.
How old a dog are we talking about?
We're talking about a 9.5-year-old Dobson.
Oh, dog.
Okay, okay. Not young, but not like old either.
Yeah.
They probably don't know he did.
No. You can verify this with my wife if you'd like.
So what is she like looks, I'm trying to figure out without being graphic what the position was. I'm just going to be graphic and ask you what the position was. Well, if the dog did it at the foot of the bed and she, after it's done with, she says, what the frick?
Yeah.
Because she sees it. There's only a couple possibilities.
Well, she comes up off of, sits up off of her back.
I'm just glad you didn't say duty style.
And I pulled to the side a little and went to my side of the bed.
Yeah.
And while I do that, I roll in it in my knees.
No, no! Yeah.
No,
no,
no. Go away, go away, go away. Ew, with your nasty stuff.
So, I'd make her take me to a car wash.
Yeah.
That's exactly up. What we both did is shower, but you talk about opposite ends of the spectrum, the yin and the yang, going from pleasure to... what just happened?
Well, so the question is, what does that mean? Jimmy, you're the foremost pet expert on this show. Is the dog marking his territory, or?
They usually don't mark their territory by doing that. Yeah. I mean, usually they do that. They pee to do that.
Sure.
Most often, yeah.
I think there is some anxiety there.
It's got to be.
Yeah. Man, maybe next time, like, take the. What would happen if you took the dog out of the room and closed the door? Would he or she sit there and pant and whine and scratch?
Scratch the door, probably.
He will scratch at the door, much like when we close the door for the children, and it's knock, 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 and the mood is like, it's like, okay, got to keep this mood up here. The dog will scratch at the
door.
Here's
what you do.
Like,
what are you doing there?
Put the dog in with the kids, and they say, oh, where are you going, Dad Looper? You say, well, kids, Loopers. Mom and I have to go talk to Santa Claus. I feel like when I was a kid and my mom and dad, during the summertime, not around Christmas, would say, we got to go in here and talk to Santa Claus. They were doing it.
Yeah, then they'll say, what are you doing to Santa Claus? Let him out. Yeah.
Plus, I kept hearing people scream ho in there, so I knew that they were talking to Santa Claus. Looper, you're going to give so many people anxiety now that allow their pets to be in the room. And I'll say... the only worst possibility I had would be if the dog had done it in the floor and then you got up and...
your chest.
I mean, that would be...
I don't know. I think I would have preferred that.
Yeah, I'm done. All right. I'm going to go to Urban Dictionary and figure out what that's all called. There's got to be a word for it, Looper. Thank you so much for sharing your life with us. Speak your truth.
Indeed.
Thank you,
indeed.
Looper. Thank you.
Have a good one.
You too. Pull it aside a little.
Whatever it's called, it has to have the word Pickens in it somewhere.
It's better to have a dog like mine that just thinks you're playing and then wants to play too.
No.
Mm-hmm. Mm. Golly bum.
Well, it's better than the dog pooping. It is better.
Well, yeah, but it's much better. You don't want the dog to think that you're playing and then it gets weird.
Well, it must look like fun, Paige.
Yeah, okay. You do that in your bedroom.
It must look like fun because the dog's like, oh, I want to play too.
Yeah, but you're naked. That's kind of weird.
Well, I'm naked around my dog all the time.
Somebody just tweeted me and said sometimes dog vasectomies will help with this.
What?
Dog vasectomies? I've never heard anybody go back in my life. It's great.
You know what? My dog's always naked around me.
Okay.
It's only fair to be naked around the dog.
I'm just saying, you be you. Not.
That's not neutered. That's pootered.
You enjoy it.
You don't get naked around your animals?
I do, but I don't have sex around them when I'm naked. I usually put them outside because I have a male dog, and I'm afraid that dog may go after the
That's
male
That's what I thought
I'm
Looper
with.
Was going to say, like the dog was over there pleasuring himself.
I know.
We used to work with a guy who had a story about some dogs.
Yes, we did.
Yeah. Not his dogs. A lady's dogs.
A lady's dogs.
That's just weird.
He was doing some things, and the dogs came up behind him.
And started doing some things.
I don't want
And guess what? He didn't stop doing some things.
He didn't stop what he was doing either.
I don't want to teach Eva anything. She's bad enough as she is. What if she becomes a sex fiend because of it?
Oh, listen, she lives with you. She should be.
Right.
Let's go to another anonymous. All these anonymouses. Anonymous on line 4, I believe it is. Anonymous, good morning.
Hey, how you doing?
Good, sir. Says you have a problem you need some advice about with a coworker. So what is that about?
All right. So I work at a shop, and I work with, like, a bunch of older guys. And the guy I'm talking about, he's like a short, like, weirdo type dude, and he walks around, he's got like a hard on all day long. Right? Just walking around like it's nobody's business. And, like, our uniform pants are super thin, so it gives off a lot of detail.
Let's say either, just so we don't get in trouble later, let's say priapism or erection.
Yeah.
They don't even like to say boner.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, yeah, my man walks around with an erection all day, but he's, like, when he, like, tries to talk to you, he's, like, one of those guys that gets, like, really, really, really close to you. Mm-hmm. So I don't know how to, like, handle this with, like, my HR. Like, I don't know how to handle this kind of situation.
Hmm. Well, don't handle it, first of all.
Yeah, second question, do you work for Chippendales?
No, I don't.
Like, okay. What kind of place? Is it, like, factory? are we talking blue-collar, corporate America? What are we talking about?
Like, what do you mean?
What type of job do you have?
Don't say where.
Lawn care.
Oh, wow.
You better watch out. It'll cut that thing right off.
Spinning blades and stuff.
First of all, kudos to the lawn care company for having an HR department. Yeah. Secondly, I don't know. I mean, let's pretend I'm the HR person for the lawn care company. Hello, Anonymous. You had an issue you wanted to report. How would you tell me that?
That's what I'm saying. I don't know. Like, I don't know how to handle this situation. I don't even know how to begin to explain the situation.
Yeah, because you don't feel sexually harassed, do you?
No, it's okay. Just weird.
Yeah. What about your other coworkers? What are they saying? Do they feel the same way? Or
everybody just goes on like it's nobody's business. Like, nobody. I don't know if I'm, like, the only one that's just kind of over here, like, wondering what the fuck's going on.
Or you know what? I told you
not to say the word you said the first time. You did it anyway.
Especially can't say the F word.
Mm-hmm. We got dibs on it.
Paige is the only person to say that.
I can.
All right, let's break. We'll come back with more. In fact, an update already on something that we brought up earlier today. We don't even have to wait for the update show. 1-800-774-0093. It's once a month. It's the Rise Guys All Advice Show. Continues right after this.
The Radio.com app is the official home of the Rise Guys Morning Show on your phone. Download it today and make 93.3 The Planet a favorite. Powered by Quaker Steak and Lube. You're locked into
the Rise Guys Morning Show.
93.3 The Planet Rocks.
That's right. Once a month, it's the All Advice Show. The Rise Guys Morning Show, All Advice Show. Remember, you can always call in at any time. 1-800-774-0093. We're getting down to our last hour, so we need to get some more calls in. But I did tell you that we would have an update on something earlier. That person did hang up, so I don't have that for you. But we do have P1 Distracted Zombie on line one, who has some advice for the threesome guy earlier. So let's go to Distracted Zombie. Good morning, sir.
Good morning. How's it going, guys?
Good. Always a pleasure to talk with you. Have you been in a threesome before? You can give this guy some advice.
Well, no, I have not, but, I've been with some girls that I never thought that I would be with, and, you know, you get a little excited, and it doesn't matter, like, the anxiety y'all were talking about earlier,
yeah.
You know, you can always sit there, play around a little bit, and get it right back to where you need it to be.
I don't follow. No, I get what you're saying. Yeah. I get what you're saying. But he's more worried about it ruining his 20-year marriage, that they would invite someone into the bedroom and then some situations, you know, could go awry.
Well, yeah. Well, I mean, if he's worried about that, then he probably shouldn't do it. But then again, if they've been together for 20 years and she's been into girls this whole time and she hasn't done anything with somebody else, then I guess, she probably wouldn't. Yeah. Leave him, you know?
No, when you said you've been with some girls that it shocked you, what does that mean? Like, they were really gross and nasty looking, or the opposite of?
They were way out of my league. Oh, like, yeah. They were prettier than I thought I would get, you know?
The only way to play, sir.
Don't question it. No. I thought, oh, boy, what's happening here? Am I some kind of alternate universe? Don't stress it.
He was so shocked he slept with us.
And I'm going to tell you something. It is impolite to me and nine. And Fat Boy, too, when you see someone we're with and you say, oh, you guys are dating out of your league. Oh, man.
First, we know that.
We
and that's the only way we play ball.
You're just saying we're ugly. And that's horse crap.
You're not saying that about you guys. I was talking about myself.
No, I know.
I know.
Yeah, I'm just talking about, you know, most people in general.
Distracted Zombie, we're all AA ball players, but we got that major league dream still, all right?
That's right.
Oh, jeez.
Hey, well, I hope you hit a home run, my friend.
That was Alan Jackson tone. Mm-hmm. Thank you. Zombie, have a good morning, sir.
Yeah. Hey, you too, bud.
Living that honky-tonk dream. That was it. My bad. Like, we can take advice from a guy that's not been in a threesome. I mean, come on.
Yeah.
Good Lord. I want to talk to somebody who's been in a threesome and the marriage survived. That's the one you never hear from.
Talk to somebody who's doing one right now.
Right.
At this moment.
That'd be awesome. Let's go to Josh. Josh down in Georgia has some advice also for the threesome guy, says here. Good morning, Josh.
Good morning.
Oh, threesome guy, I supposed to say.
Threesome.
All right. You've been involved in a threesome?
Yeah, I have.
Okay. All right. How'd that go? Tell us about it.
Well, it's funny because I was in the same situation where my ex, she was mad about it first because I was joking about it. And then later on, she brought up the idea, and then she thought it was a great idea for one of my birthday presents.
Oh, man.
Then after everything was said and done, I didn't stop hearing about it for month after month after month.
She wanted it again.
It was still no. It's not even that she wanted it again. She just wanted to use it against me to be like, oh, well, you had a threesome. Now I want something.
Because she was mad about it at first. Oh,
yeah.
You had an FFM, and now she wants an MMF.
Yeah, there you go.
Come on.
Let me tell you something. If you're in a relationship, hold on. You're distracting me. If you're in a relationship and you decide to have a threesome, the only way it works is if you have a relationship with another woman in the marriage, there needs to be a contract that says, I will not use this against you down the road to bring in another man. You have to lay that out. Don't use it against him down the road. It's not the same.
Exactly.
And I'll argue it to the day I die. It ain't the same thing.
It is the same
thing.
That's my advice.
He can't do nothing for me. Right? Like, she can do something for you.
That's true.
You don't know.
I was bad the first time he mentioned it.
Right. Oh, okay. I see. Well, so are you still with her?
Oh, no. She had a lot more issues, and we've been done for a while.
Okay. All right.
Now, for Mr. Erection Coworker.
All right.
Now, me being prior service in the Army, you know,
you deal
with a lot of weird things. Mm-hmm. I appreciate it. Mm-hmm. And, you know, you'll have guys where they don't understand personal space, okay?
Oh, yeah.
Now, here's the thing. An HR department is not really going to care about personal space. However, the erection thing does kind of throw it off. My bottom line is, if he makes you feel uncomfortable, you need to get him to understand you're not comfortable and or to reverse the play and make him uncomfortable with being that close to you.
Yeah. I say turn around with a weed whacker and point it toward him. That's what I would do. That's why they call it a whacker. Josh, thank you so much for calling, and be careful on the roads, okay?
Oh, yeah. Tons of fun.
All right, thank you.
Yeah, I don't know if that guy's got the capacity to understand what he just said to him.
Well, I mean, it's not the same. I mean, it's just not. I'll debate it. Bring it.
Yeah.
I'll set in the park with my table.
Why isn't the same, though? I mean, it's a threesome. There's three people involved.
Okay. So it's me and you and another girl, right? Uh-huh. As things are going on, you two can work together and make some things happen.
Yeah.
If it's me and you, which one of you wants it, Nine or Fat Boy?
You're a Fat Boy.
If it's me and you, Paige, and Fat Boy joins us for a threesome, he can't do anything for me. Now, he wants to.
Like the two girls can.
I know him.
The two girls can Eiffel Tower him, but we can't Eiffel Tower you.
I'm going to be left alone while you and Fat Boy are going at it.
So
nothing's going to happen.
So what you're saying, Matt, is that you're not open-minded enough to have a fair threesome. It's got to be all about you instead of all about her.
No.
Okay.
No, .. yes. You know it's fair. You know it's right.
See, that's why I don't do it. It's a mess.
Yeah, that's the reason. All right. 1-800-774-0093. I won't call you by name. For those of you on hold, please hold. We got another segment to go. We'll be right back. The All Advice Show. It's the Rise Guys. Morning, everybody.
The Rise Guys.
It's got the ladies. It's got the crazy talk.
It's funny. I just can't stop laughing.
The Upstate loves the Rise Guys. 93.3 The Planet.
Rocks.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.